Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski. On today's program, I am joined for my weekly chamber chat by Eddie Bacon, the manager of Bacon Jewelers in Perry, and Perry Chamber of Commerce Board President Emily Leslie. Eddie and Emily, thank you guys for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Eddie, we will start with you. First of all, tell us a little bit about the store, Bacon Jewelers, and kind of the history of it.
Bacon Jewelers was started in 1960 by my grandfather, and it's been family-owned for the last 58 years.
All right. How about this location here in Perry?
It's been here since 1960, same location, same family the whole time. Some things don't change.
Now, how did you get involved with the family business? Just grandpa said, hey, Eddie, if you want to run the store?
I was going to college and really wasn't my thing, and we had an opening at the store, and I kind of took it, and now I'm still here 19 years later.
All right, tell us just a little bit about Bacon Jewelers, you know, what you offer, everything like that.
We're a full-service jewelry store. We offer everything from jewelry to gifts to repairs on watches, jewelry. Basically, if it's jewelry-related, we can fix it.
Now, you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, obviously. How do you find that relationship working for you?
Every year it gets better. They're doing a lot more things. Downtown's really coming back. It's really looking up, and I think it's in the next coming years it's going to be great.
All right. Now, obviously, we have Valentine's Day coming up here. So jewelry store, Valentine's Day, that kind of equates.
Yeah, we have everything from gold roses to little sterling silver bracelets that we just got in that are brand new, exciting, to engagement rings, to crystal items. So we can basically cover all your needs depending on what you want to spend.
All right. What is kind of one of your best sellers at this time of year?
Probably the sterling silver bracelets we just got in. They've been really popular. They're a nice price point. And also engagement rings. People like to get engaged on Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. Now, what sort of price range do all of the items in your store kind of start at and then on the high end even?
Items start out as probably $5 to $10. And sky's the limit. I've got diamonds in the case that are $15,000. And I've got some earrings for $15,000 also. So really a broad range.
All right. Any kind of financing or anything like that that you offer for those big ticket items?
Yeah, we do in-house financing. If you're qualified, 0% interest, as long as it's, you know, we qualify everybody, of course. We also do layaways with no interest, and we'd be happy to help everybody.
All right. Eddie Bacon with Bacon Jewelers. Anything else that you want to mention?
Happy Valentine's Day and have a great weekend.
All right. Now we will go to Emily Leslie, Chamber Board President. First of all, we have an event this morning. You unfortunately weren't able to be there for it, but that is the Chamber Coffee and Ribbon Cutting.
Yes, I was really sad to miss it, but I know that it was a great event, and Mackenzie did a great job. I was setting up the farmer's market at the time, but we're excited for Vision Point and for them joining the Chamber and really getting a chance to meet Ted Smith.
All right, now the ribbon cutting kind of was added to the Chamber Coffee. They agreed to host the Chamber Coffee, and you're like, you know what? Let's cut a ribbon, right?
Right. Well, they are new to the Chamber, and we wanted to make sure that we gave them that opportunity, and also we welcomed them with the large scissors that we love to pull out for those ribbon cuttings and really let them know that the Chamber is there to support them and help them with their business, and everybody is rallying around them as a community.
All right. Now, you mentioned it already. Today and tomorrow, weather be darned, we have the Winter Farmers Market and the Chocolate Walk.
Yes, so the farmer's market does kick off at 10 o'clock, and we're very excited for our first ever winter's farmer's market. We're actually maxed out for vendors, and I've had vendors contacting me this week saying, oh, I decided to join. We are full for this year, but it's something we're looking forward to possibly for next winter season and keeping that option open. Obviously, the weather is a factor, but we are creating those opportunities and programs for our chamber members to take advantage of and the community to take advantage of, and that's what we're excited to be part of and just see those people. You know, it is snowy, but after a couple snowy days, you start to try to find that something to do in the community that you live in. So here's that opportunity for you to come out and shop.
All right. What are some things that people can look forward to from the Chocolate Walk? And do you know what anyone is offering that you might be able to spill?
You want to know where all the yummy stops are, don't you?
Of course.
So I know we have chocolate covered pretzels. I know that there's double chocolate brownies. I know that every little stop has something unique, and some vendors want to keep it a secret. So you'll go in and try to figure out what their, you know, special treat is. And some vendors want to make sure that you stop there to get the brownies. I know the chamber office has double chocolate brownies, so I'm sure we'll have a lot of different stops that day.
All right, Eddie, I want to jump right back to you really quick. You are one of the stops for the Chocolate Walk. What are you looking forward to with this?
I just like seeing all the people stop in and see what kind of other goodies people are doing, too, and how people can preserve their chocolates so they don't have to eat them all at once.
All right, any hint on to what you're offering?
I honestly am not in charge of that. My mom's doing the baking, and I'm not sure what she's making.
All right. Now, one last thing I wanted to talk to you about, Emily, is what happened last weekend. It was a big, big event. Thousands of people here in Perry. That was the Burr Ride, and it seemed like it was great.
It was. It's always fun to see the costumes. I personally love the unique bikes, the decorations, and just everyone's general attitude towards that day. I mean, it is cold, and we were, you know, freezing, but the volunteers were so excited to be there. The bikers were excited to be there, and it was just great environment, and it was all held at the hotel. We want to thank everybody at the hotel for all of their hospitality that day, but it was a really fun event. Did you enjoy it?
I did. It was my first Burr Ride. It was a little cold, but then I'm kind of a wimp, so looking ahead to future Burrs, anything that you might change for next year?
The Burr Committee is recapping, and we're taking that feedback. So if anybody does have that feedback on what they'd like to see for next year, we're definitely, you know, open ears so we can learn and evolve the program every single year. We are looking at possibly doing some more fun merchandise. The merchandise went off really well this year. Sweatshirts, the koozies, the slap-on koozies, those were a lot of fun, also fun to play with. So yeah, we're always, you know, trying to evolve the program. So every single year, it's not the same thing. We have that unique differences from every year.
Yeah, the slap-on koozies were a nice idea, so... Emily Leslie, Chamber Board President, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
We just want to encourage everybody to shop local in Perry.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Eddie Bacon and Emily Leslie. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.